has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the January the 7th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, we have a rebound day in the market. I sent out a tweet yesterday during the darkest hour saying, you know, I've looked at a lot of stocks here this morning, and I just don't see any reason to panic. I believe that the 5.5-year-old bull market is still intact. Well, it's a battle from day to day, but you have to step back and you have to look at the big trend. You have to say to yourself, does low oil really create the end to the current bull market? And in my opinion, the answer is no. If anything, it's a net positive to the U.S. economy. Anyway, the Dow's up 174 points right now at 17,545. The S&P 500 is up 21 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 2,023. We have the NASDAQ up almost 50 points right now. Big move there, 1.1% on the NASDAQ. 4,642 is where we're at on the NASDAQ right now. Crude oil, and I probably would say there's one of the reasons why the market's in rebound mode today. Crude oil has stabilized today. Maybe it's hit bottom. Maybe it hasn't. It's too soon to call that. It's only been under 50 here for a few days. We thought maybe the bottom was in the mid-50s. Nope. Now we're at 48.22, but we're up 0.6%. I saw a little flicker in gold yesterday. I'll talk about that in the show today. First flicker of hope I've seen in a long time. Gold's at 12.12. The euro is at 1.18, and the 10-year yield remains under 2 at 1.99%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, welcome back, volatility to the market. There's been some big triple-digit down days. There's been some triple-digit up days recently, and that's more than likely going to continue for a while, and that's why I say you have to step back and you have to look at the big picture of the market. I sent out a tweet during the darkest hour of Tuesday of this week, when the market was down about 280 points after a 300-point drop the day before, and I said, you know what? I've looked at a lot of stocks here today. I see no reason to panic. I say that the 5.5-year-old bull is still intact. Yes, we're going to have bad days and we're going to have bad weeks along the way, but we have to step back and look at the big picture. Once again, we get more evidence that the jobs picture in America is still healthy. We're still not seeing those oil patch layoffs show up in the jobs numbers, but we will remain vigilant throughout the year. We have earnings season beginning on Friday. We have Alcoa, which always kicks off earnings season, kicks the ball. Let's hope they kick it into the end zone and through the goalpost. Alcoa report on Friday, and then it's off to the races with earnings season. We get also on Friday the big jobs report, the non-farm payrolls. If you're a farmer, just ignore it. But the rest of us are going to be looking at the non-farm payrolls report. How many jobs did we create? The ADP numbers were 241,000. We'll see where the official numbers come in at from the government and where that unemployment rate, which has been around 5.8, and again, good enough to continue to support higher prices in the market. You know, the worry has been about this oil price conundrum. Is it bad for the economy? Is it good for the economy? We had King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia throwing a little bit of a kindling on the fire the other day, saying that, hey, this is slowing global growth that we're seeing from the kingdom here, the kingdom of Saud. That's the reason for the falling oil prices, and that really kicked off a sell-off in the market. But then we have a company like J.C. Penney having a great quarter. And I think that plays more into the theme that I've been expounding upon, and that is there's a sunny side to this street, a real sunny side to this street, and that's the consumer. With extra money into his pocket, if he's finding his way, or he or she is finding their way into a JCPenney store, imagine the more popular retailers, which I have a very heavy exposure to right now. JCPenney is up 22% today. Sonic Corporation. Now, if the consumer is finding their way into a Sonic Burger, which, you know, hey, you know, it's not the most popular chain, but I suppose it has its fans. We have a few here in San Diego. I'm not really going to drive out of my way to get a Sonic Burger, but Sonic Burger says, hey, our traffic is way up recently. We've seen the same thing at Texas Roadhouse and at Cracker Barrel and Chili's at IHOP, at Applebee's. I talked about Constellation Brands, people buying booze with that extra money. All of these courses of least resistance of where to celebrate and spend this gas savings money, that is, you know, it's burning a hole in our pocket. I'm not going to put it into my IRA. Are you kidding me? I'm headed to JCPenney, Sonic Burger, Nordstrom's, wherever. And I still say that the biggest benefit from low oil is the consumer and the U.S. economy and other economies around the world that actually import oil, such as China. Also, I said that I saw a flicker of hope. I saw the first flicker that I've seen in a long time in the gold stocks on Tuesday. In fact, I saw several gold stocks actually with some very nice moves. Now, I'm going to warn you on this. To me, it does look like gold is putting in a bottom. I've said that before, however, and gold has crashed through and taken another leg downwards. It's had many false moves in the past. But as I look at a stock like Goldcorp, GG, I see that it's been going sideways now for about 8, 9, 10 weeks, which oil has not. And I also see that the commodity gold has been going sideways now and building a nice base for the last almost 3 months now. That looks more like a bottom to me. I don't own any gold stocks yet. I'm just throwing this out for observation and your consideration. That looks much more like a bottom to me than oil does. Oil has a lot further to go before it builds this kind of solid base that gold has been building. And as I said, I watched several gold stocks break out. I saw Yamana Gold, AUY, with a big move on Tuesday. I saw Goldcorp, G-O-L-D, with a very nice little breakout out of its base on Tuesday. Now, having said that, I want to warn you again. I've seen this happen before. I've seen these gold stocks break out only to fall back within that trading range or to begin a new leg downward. So one day of a little breakout move does not a new trend make, but it's something I'm going to be watching. Maybe 2014 we'll see some opportunity in the gold patch. Now, we've had our first warning. I told you that earnings season is coming up here on Friday as Alcoa will kick the ball off. We've already had our first major warning from an S&P 500 stock, and that came in the form of Micron. But as I see Micron trading here, Micron is actually recovering. In the after hours, it was down 6%, and it being a component of the S&P 500, I thought maybe it would have a little bit more of an impact. But for right now, it looks like it's being overlooked. But don't forget, we're also in warning season, too. If there's not enough to worry about right now, Greece, Russia, crashing oil prices, we're also in warning season. But having said that, we have to step back every week like I do in my newsletter. We have our Macro Monday, Macro Tuesday. We go through the macros of the market. And for the fifth year plus 10 months, that adds up to 70 months, times 4 weeks, 280 newsletters in a row, I've said the bull market is still intact. And as of this past weekend, once again, the bull market was still intact, but it will come to an end at some point in time. You can sign up to get on my weekly mailing list. Email it out every Saturday. Tonight, I got to get it out Friday night because I'm going fishing Saturday. Nothing is going to stop me from going fishing unless the market crashes or something like that. That's been known to happen when I plan a fishing trip, so be warned there. PWStreet.com is where you can go to sign up for my weekly newsletter. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, obviously the market's off to a shaky start in 2015, but the big picture, the bull market, at least as of last Friday, was still intact. It's been intact now for 70 months, and in my opinion, still is the best place to be invested. I heard the former CEO, Blankfein, of Goldman Sachs on the other day, yesterday maybe on CNBC. He was warning about bonds. He said, you know, interest rates can go up real, real quickly. I'm not warning about bonds. Bonds have benefited from the volatility in the market. Every time there's some kind of trouble out there, people keep running into U.S. bonds, and that's kept the interest rates low. In fact, recently under 2%. I guess that gives you an opportunity to refinance your mortgage if it benefits you. But the bond market's not my favorite. I still like stocks, and I still like U.S. stocks better than any other place in the world, although I have some exposure to India, and I have some exposure to the China A-shares. But as far as U.S. stocks go, they continue to rule the roost. Even though on the days when the market's down 350 or the market's down 250, it makes you wonder and scratch your head. But one or two days does not a new trend make. You still have to step back and you have to look at GDP. You have to look at the unemployment numbers. You have to look at inflation. You have to look at the interest rates. And you have to take a look at what your alternatives are to investing in stocks. And for now, the world still sees U.S. stocks as the best investments for the world, at least those that are willing to take on risk. And those that don't want any risk find U.S. bonds to be the best investment in the world right now, or German bonds, which are offering 0.49% for the next 10 years. Well, having said that, I still like U.S. stocks, I also say that it's very important to be in the right stocks and in the right sectors. I've had no exposure to the energy stocks. In fact, I'm going to pull that up right now because in my ETF accounts that I manage, sometimes people have small accounts that tag along with the accounts that they bring to us here at Gunderson Capital Management, and I use ETFs for those smaller accounts. And I did own in the ETF model portfolio, which I published in my newsletter every week, I did own an energy ETF. Let's see when I sold that energy ETF. It was back, well, I had the oil service ETF. I sold it on August 5th of last year. That was OIH. OIH since August 5th of last year. Man, I got out pretty close to the top. Since that time, it's gone from $52 a share clear down to $34 a share. So I do have a sell discipline. I sold my energy stocks in the summer of this year. They started really getting trashed in the fall of this year, and I've been able to avoid that thrashing in the energy sector by having no exposure to that sector. That's why, in my opinion, sector selection is also very important, and I continue to favor, as I look at my ETF portfolio today, it's still heavily weighted in biotech, in healthcare, in pharmaceuticals. Those are in the NASDAQ, those are still the areas of the market that continue to shine. And in my individual stock accounts, that being my conservative growth, my moderate growth, and my aggressive growth stock portfolios, I still have a fairly heavy weighting in the pharmaceutical sector. And one stock I continue to like and I continue to own, I don't believe they pay any kind of a dividend. No dividend. They're headquartered in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It's an $82 billion drug company that still is labeled as a biotech. I don't know why. I guess they have a bigger lab than a Pfizer or a Bristol Myers. This company is expected to make in earnings next year $16.36 per share. The name of the company is Biogen, IDEC. We used to have IDEC Pharmaceutical here in San Diego, and at some point in time, Biogen bought it out. So we still have some exposure I know several of their labs are still here in San Diego. I know several people that work for the old IDEC Pharmaceutical. Biogen develops treatments for multiple sclerosis, cancer, and autoimmune diseases. Biogen, let me take a look. I believe it's a member of the S&P 500. I know it's not a member of the Dow, but I believe, and I'll confirm that here in a minute when I find my Biogen. In the meantime, look at what Biogen has done as a stock for investors over the years. Over the last 10 years, Biogen's delivered 18% per year. Well, that's doubling your money every 4 years. I can't say that I've owned it for the last 10 years. I wish I would have. Maybe I'll own it for the next 10 years. I don't know. But Biogen has done a terrific job. Biogen's in the S&P 500, and it's in the NASDAQ 100. So it's a big component here of those indexes. And I'm a proponent of cherry-picking indexes. So let's just take the S&P 500. Let's scratch off all the oil stocks for now. At some point in time, the oil stocks will have a rebound, but now's not the time. Instead, let's focus on the best stocks in the index, the best baseball cards in that sack of baseball cards that you bought for a dollar at the baseball card show. Over the last 5 years, Biogen has delivered 44% per year, while the market's delivered 12%. Well, you might call Biogen a Hall of Famer in the S&P 500. It certainly is right up there with the best of the best as far as performance goes. Over the last 3 years, Biogen's delivered 42% per year. And over the last 12 months, it's delivered 22%. And I know you say, well, past performance, no guarantee of future. I know that. We introduced 4 new baseball players in San Diego yesterday. Boy, am I excited. And all 4 of them. Justin Upton, you know, he hit 25 home runs last year, drove in a... There's no guarantee he'll hit one home run in San Diego next year in Petco. There's no guarantee he'll drive in one run, but that's a pretty good track record that he brings to the plate opening day, and I'll be sitting there in my seat watching. Unless the market is crashing or something on that day, that's also been known to happen. Biogen gets a performance grade of A. Now we look to valuation. When I take those powerful earnings of $16.36, Biogen is expected to grow those earnings into the future at 20% per year. Now, we extrapolate that out. We put a multiple on this biotech / pharmaceutical stock. I come up with a target price of $660. The stock's currently trading at $347. Now, a lot can happen between now and then, but as for now, Biogen has the performance that I like, Biogen has the value that I like, and Biogen has a very good, not a great, but a very good technical pattern. I consider it to be one of the prime stocks in the S&P 500, and it is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. It's ranked number 201 out of 3,944 stocks that I follow. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I call a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked a little bit about the big down days, the big up days that we've had in the market. And, you know, you have to step back, even though it's really hard in the heat of the moment. It's real easy to panic, and you have to take a look. The best thing that I can tell you, I look at a lot of individual stocks during the day, and I say, that one's holding up okay. No damage to this chart, and I usually come away with the consensus by the end of the day. But the real big picture continues to be the U.S. economy. That's the biggest impact on the market as to whether or not it will continue. We know that in 2008, everything fell apart. and went south. The jobs, the GDP, we had two quarters of negative growth. Now, all of that is what we're looking for in the future, signs that we're heading in that direction. And as for now, we continue to remain on a favorable yet volatile course at times, obviously, in the market. That bull market remains intact for now. And, you know, and the biggest questions, the biggest darts being hurled at the market right now is, what do these low oil prices mean, really? Does it mean that the global economy is slowing down? Well, according to King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia, that's the reason he gives for drop in oil prices, is slowing global demand. But I think there's a big supply equation there also. I think the supply of oil, Mr. Abdullah from America, has really helped drive down the price of oil also. So yeah, it's probably part weakening demand and increasing supply. That's a recipe for lower prices. And I still would not be surprised if there wasn't a little bit of political, geopolitics involved there to maybe punish Iran, to maybe punish Russia, who are a couple of countries that are on the other side of the fence with the Syrian situation, and a couple of economies that are heavily, heavily dependent upon oil. So all of those combine, and you've had a crash. You have seen what a bear market looks like. Doesn't have to happen in the stock market. We've had bear markets in the bond market. When the interest rates start to go up, that's a bear market in the bond market. We've had a bear market in single-family homes in 2007, 2008, 2009, when prices got way ahead of themselves and everybody thinks there's no tomorrow. Well, there is a tomorrow. And then you have the bear. We had a bear market in stocks in 2001, 2002. We had a bear market in stocks 2007, 2008. We've had a bear market in gold for the last two or three years. And now we've just seen a very swift and vicious bear market in the oil patch. And bear markets come along. And obviously, as stock investors, we keep our antennas up for any kind of signals or signs that the bear market in the Dow or the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ are looming out there somewhere. And I analyze this question every single week, really every single day on my show here, but I sum it all up on the weekends with my newsletter. Anyways, in my opinion, the bull market is still intact. And the other thing that I would say on this oil question is I still say that there's more benefit to the U.S. economy. Now, if you work in the oil patch, if you've been working in the fields in North Dakota and you're saying, where's the benefit for me from low oil? They're blowing people off. That's the problem. I mean, everything, you know, look when the housing industry crashed. It took a lot of people that were involved in the housing industry with it, whether mortgage brokers, real estate agents, construction workers, the housing stocks, you name it. And we're seeing that damage right now in the energy patch. But on the sunny side of the street, oil, cheap prices at the gas station, sub $2 gallon gasoline, is giving most people quite a bit of extra discretionary income. They're now discretionary consumers looking for consumer discretionary items. And I continue to go through those areas. I still own a couple of pizza stocks. I normally don't own pizza stocks, but they're benefiting. That's a course of least resistance. I own Constellation Brands, another course of least resistance to spend that money readily. The drug stores are a course of least resistance. The fast food parlors are a course of least resistance. Restaurants along the highway, auto parts stores. There's all kinds of beneficiaries with extra money floating around. That's a huge transfer of money that was going into your gas tank. That's now going into a lot of the retail outlets, including JCPenney. If that's not proof that people are spending the money and there's a big beneficiary to this, I don't know what is. And we'll see what kind of impact this all has on GDP you know, at some point in the future. But I got to believe that the net impact is a positive impact to the nation's economy. Now, having said that, one of the most obvious beneficiaries of cheap oil are companies where their biggest expense is fuel. And I continue to like the airlines. I'm going to feature a stock here from the S&P 600. The S&P 600 is the small cap index. Small caps had a very poor year in 2014, very poor. 2013, they had a mind-boggling year, up about 40%. And I'm starting to see the small cap indexes heat up again. And as we go into the S&P 600 or the Russell 2000, there's a lot of junk there. I mean, there's a lot of junk. But there's also some very good stocks hidden within those big indexes. And one of the stocks that I currently like, it's been a good stock even with high oil prices, is Allegiant Travel Company, a very discount airline. You know, I don't know if you like flying Allegiant or not, but they make money. They're making money, whether it's making money off the bags or the peanuts, they're making money. They're expected to make $8.64 this next year, and that will be a 45% increase from last year. Allegiant is a small cap, headquartered in Las Vegas, $2.5 billion company. You know, I can remember a time when I would have never owned an airline stock. It was one of the worst industries you could ever invest in. They lost money. They figured it out. I think it's technology. I think it's software. I think it's figuring out how to maximize profits that has really helped the airlines. Almost all of them now are wildly profitable. Delta, American, Southwest, and Allegiant Travel. Allegiant Travel is, without question, benefiting. I believe jet fuel, last I heard, was down around $2.20 per gallon. So the pilot, when he pulls up to the station and they fill up, he says, fill her up, and while you're at it, how about hamburgers for everybody on the flight with the money we save? I doubt that will ever happen, but Allegiant Travel is benefiting right now wildly from this low oil situation that has come upon us suddenly. Allegiant, again, is a small cap stock. It would be for aggressive growth investors. There's no dividends involved here. This is a growth stock, and it's an aggressive growth stock. This is not a blue chip on the a member of the Dow or anything like that. It's in the S&P 600. When it comes to the aggressive growth accounts that I manage, I pull from the S&P 600, and I pull from the NASDAQ. I cherry-pick those indexes looking for the best. And right now, Allegiant fits the bill. Allegiant, over the last 5 years, has been going up at a pace of 26% per year, more than doubling the returns of the market. Over the last 3 years, it's been going up at a pace of 43% per year. No guarantees in the future. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 42%, while the market's up just 9.6%. It gets a performance momentum grade of A right now. And from a value point of view, it's currently trading at a PEG ratio of less than 1. Growth investors like PEG ratios less than 1. It's trading at 17 times forward earnings, expected to grow by 20% per year. That makes the PEG ratio 0.84, meaning the forward PE is less than the expected growth rate. I have a 5-year target price of $295. A lot can happen between now and then. It's currently trading at 146. It's ranked number 4, I believe. Is it number 4? Number 8 out of 3,944 stocks, and it's still flying high. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider to be a best stock now, and I own it. We'll be right back.
The There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, one thing I wanted to talk about here today to close the show is we've had a lot of volatility, obviously, in the market, and we're going to continue to have a lot of volatility in the market. Over the last 5.5 years of bull market, almost six now, 70 months, we're just 2 months shy of a six-year-old bull market, we've had a lot of volatile times in the market. We've had a lot of threats to the market. I could make a list of probably 100 different attacks, 100 different threats, 100 different fiery darts that have been fired at the market trying to bring a charging bull market to its knees. And it's really difficult on those days, or 2 days in a row, or 3 days in a row, or 4 days in a row, and all of a sudden the market's down 800 or 900 points in those 4 days. The best advice I can give you for handling that kind of volatility is I go in realizing that the market is a market of stocks, of individual components. And it's real easy to get caught up in the numbers on the Dow. Okay, the Dow's down 350. It's real easy to get caught up in the numbers on the S&P. Oh, the S&P's down 32. And then you see the percentages that that represents. That's 1.8%. That's 2% I lost today. Well, what I do is I go in and I look at a lot of individual stocks, the components that make up the market, the pieces, the parts of the market. And I can tell whether they're getting really sick, or if it's just part of normal volatility. You know, there's a lot of known volatility. If you're invested in the market, there's no such thing as normal volatility. That's an oxymoron. But then again, there is a certain amount of volatility and down days and down weeks and down months that come with the territory of owning stocks. And those little ones are the ones that you have to be able to tolerate and suck up. I hate to say it, but that's true. You have to be able, willing, just like 2 weeks of two-a-days getting ready for football season, there's going to be some really tough days. But in the end, if you stick with it, it'll all be worth it somehow. The market's the same way. There's going to be some really, really tough days in the market and some tough weeks. But you have to step back. Now, having said that, I don't believe, you know, the index investor would say, well, you also have to be willing to accept 30 to 60% drops along the way and just ride through it. I don't like that philosophy myself. I try to avoid that at all costs. And that's why I look for those signs every single day that the whole bull market is under, it is in danger. And I just haven't seen that. That hasn't happened now. It's had several threats, but in the end, when I looked at the individual components, so on a day when the market's down big, look at your holdings. Just look at a one-year chart. Man, those are easily available on many websites, whether it's stockcharts.com, whether it's Yahoo Finance, whether it's Microsoft Finance. You can easily pull up a one-year chart and take a look. And remember that 1, 2, 3, 4 that the professional tape reader used to talk about. I liked his book. That made sense to me. It was simple. 1 is a sideways trend. 2 is an uptrend. 3 is a topping out, starting to roll over, dangerous, ominous trend. And 4 is a downtrend. Most of the oil stocks are in downtrends right now. In fact, all of them are in downtrends. Most of the gold stocks right now are in sideways trends. Most of the drug and pharmaceutical stocks are still in uptrend. Just take a look at your chart of what you own and see if it's still healthy or not. And if it's healthy, then you're just going to have to put up with some bad days in the market, which are going to come along constantly, and they'll continue to come along in the future. And yet, you know, on the other hand, we have to be on guard one of these times. Now, over the last 70 months, the right thing to do has been to buy the dips in the market, and that's still the right thing to do, but there will come a time at some point in the future is when we'll have the ultimate dip, and it will start to dip, and it will start to roll over, and we'll start to head to bear territory. But right now, as we look at the signs, as we stick the stethoscope up to the chest of the market, as we check the heartbeat, everything is still healthy in the U.S. economy, and that should translate to a continuation of the bull market. So that's my tip for handling volatility. Look at the parts. You know, look at the parts rather than the headlines, because the headlines are designed to either scare you, they're designed to get you to open up the article or to buy the newspaper or to listen to the news, the nightly news. They always tease you with some bold headline, market crashes today, and that's scary. But if you sat there and you looked at all your individual holdings during the day and you said, I didn't see my stuff individually crashing. Yes, my stuff came down along with the rest of the market today. But overall, my individual holdings are still holding up just fine. They're still in nice uptrends. And the market's still in a nice uptrend despite this 350 down day in the market. So anyways, that's my advice on handling volatility in the market. Anyways, I publish the newsletter every week. There's my other second piece of advice on handling volatility. Take a look, step back every weekend, spend 10 minutes with my observations of the market. Come away with your own decision. I'm going to back up my assessment of the market with lots of pictures. I like pictures. That tells a story better than anything that I could ever explain. Look at this picture. What is this picture? Does that look like a healthy picture to you? Or does that look like a sick picture? I also show the sick pictures in my newsletter, so you know which areas to avoid. Anyways, if you like any of what I talk about here on a daily basis, you can check it all out in my weekly newsletter, pwstreet.com. The app is a device that I could not manage money without. You can go to beststocksnowapp.com and check it out for yourself. Take a trial run with it. See what it does for you. See if it helps you handle your emotions in the market. It's the facts. The app presents the facts, not the opinions, not the predictions, the facts. And lastly, we manage quite a bit of money here at Gunderson Capital Management. People from all walks of life, and from all states across the country. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.